We had been working on homework, and the teacher, once everyone had completed the homework, the teacher said we could have free time where we could just talk to our friends and things like that. So I'm talking to my friends, and then I see the boy walk to the front of the room and start messing with his backpack, and I dismissed it and kept talking. And then I heard the teacher say, "Please no." So I looked up, and he had pulled out a weapon, a pistol, and chambered around. And then he said, "Now it's time for you guys to listen to me." And so we were all quiet listening to him, and he started talking about how no one ever listened to him, and he had all these problems. And then from the backpack, he also pulled out a hatchet. He asked if anyone knew what it was, and someone answered that it was a hatchet. And then he pulled out a canteen, and he asked, what do you guys think's in this? And someone said kerosene, and he said, "Right." And then he went and he set that down, too. Then after that, he pulled out a bottle full of pills, and he asked if anyone knew what those were, and someone said painkillers, and he said, "Right." And then this girl, there was a girl near the door, and she was crying a lot. And he said, "I'm not going to hurt you. Do you need a hug?" And she said, "No." And then he said, "Everyone go and give her a hug." So pretty much everyone in the class stood up, went over to give her a hug. And at that point, he turned his back and looked at the teacher. And one of the students threw open the door, and then about 3/4 of the class fought through the door, and he fired a shot into the ceiling. And so everyone that didn't get out was ducking. And he said, "Everyone against the wall, we're not going to have that happen again." And so we were all standing against the wall, and he started talking to us. And earlier he had collected everyone in the room's cell phones, and he had set them on a chair. And so he was just talking about the cell phones. And that's when he set down the gun on a desk and walked away. And my teacher, he stood up and ran, grabbed the gun, and then he jumped on top of the teacher's back. And then my teacher, trying to empty out all the rounds from the gun, he fired a shot towards the wall. And then he threw the boy to the ground and was holding him down. And then another kid in the class ran and jumped on top of him along with the teacher. And I ran over and grabbed the gun, turned the safety on, and put it on the desk, on the teacher's desk. And another student walked over and grabbed the bottle of kerosene and the hatchet and also set it on the teacher's desk. And then we waited for the police to come.
How were police notified?
My teacher, he had his phone, and he texted, he sent a text message to another PE teacher saying, "Gun in class, not kidding." And that's that's what we think. And, well, that also, helped. So police were coming from that. And also, he had opened the door and pointed the gun out in the hallway. And he said, "Does anyone want to come in here?" And two girls walked in. One of them was laughing, and the other one didn't really know what was going on. And so they ran to the office, and they went to code red. So everyone went in lockdown, locked the room, and hid.
What were you thinking at this when all this was happening?
At first, I thought, because I could hear the pills shaking in his pocket, and I thought, "All right, this is an airsoft gun, and those are the BBs shaking inside the gun." And then he pointed the gun to the sky, and he said, and he tried to pull it. He said, "Sorry, it's about to get loud." And he said, "Oops, the safety's on." So I thought that was an airsoft gun then, too. So I wasn't feeling that bad about it, but my heart was racing and I was shaking because he still had the hatchet, and so clearly he had something going on, and he wasn't going to let us leave the room. And I was trying to tell myself, it's not going to be that bad. If I get shot, at least it'll be over quick. It's not going to be that bad. And that's when he put us against the wall, he said, "No one else wanted to listen. You guys stayed to listen. I like you guys." So I didn't think he was going to hurt us, so I felt a little more relaxed there. And but still, because he was still holding us there with a weapon.
What kind of problems was he talking about?
He had said that through the years he had multiple problems, and no one was willing to listen to him. And he went to the counselor, but not but they would listen, but those weren't the people he wanted to listen. His dad would threaten him, and he kept saying, "Now you guys are going to listen to me."
Had you known him before today?
He had gone to Evans Junior High, And this was the first couple weeks he'd been in my class, and he never spoke. He sat there quietly, never really said anything. So I didn't really know him at all.
And you did not go to Evans?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So the aftermath, tell us about that.
Well, so we had him held down, all the weapons were away from him, and I went out in the hallway to see if anyone was coming, and the athletic director, he was looking through a window in a locked door, and down the hallway, and I told him to come in. I motioned for him to come. He opened the door and he started running, and he asked me to give him the firearm. So I went and I got the pistol and I handed it to him. And then, so we waited for a minute after that, and I went and I looked out in the hallway again, and I saw there were two police officers coming, and I told them that it was this room. Then they ran into the room and got on top of him and handcuffed him. And then they took us, and we went into... So the school was still on lockdown, and they put us in another room, and we locked the door, and we waited there for 30 minutes or so. And then they took us to the office to ask what they would want to do with us, and we went to the cafeteria where they got our basic information. And after some time, they took us to the police, the normal police department, for questioning.
How are you feeling?
Now?
Well...
See, you think about that, and you hear about the shootings all the time, and you never think something like that's going to happen to you. We're not in a huge school. We're in a decent sized school, but you don't think that there's someone that's willing to do that. So you don't think that's going to happen. And I'm just glad that it ended the way it did, with no one being hurt.
You going to be able to sleep tonight?
Yeah. As I said, it didn't sound like he was. He was going to hurt anyone. He just was holding us hostage and wanted us to listen. He didn't. And when the kids ran out, he never pointed the gun at them. He pointed at the ceiling and fired a couple shots. He never really, threatened. He made one threat to a girl. He said that she needed to stop talking. And other than that, he didn't really threaten us. So
what had she been saying?
She was asking him why he was trying to take it out on us. Most of the kids in here have never... We've never interacted with you before. We didn't go to school with you. Why are you taking this out on us? And then he said, stop talking before I make it so you can't talk.